平安。
Peace to be with you.
God bless you.
神祝福大家。
God bless you. Last week we were talking about the fellowship of believers.
上周我们讲到关于信徒的一个团契。
How when believers come together.
当我们信徒聚集在一起的时候。
And if we come together in the biblical way.
我们是按照属圣经的方法聚集在一起。
It is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
其实我们的信徒的团契就是圣灵的团契。
And that community becomes a Holy Spirit community.
那么这样一个团契呢，变成一个属圣灵的一种团契。
I heard that a group of brothers and sisters they got together last week.
我听说上周呢，我们有一群弟兄姊妹他们聚集在一起。
And that's exactly what happened.
然后正如我跟大家描述的一样发生。
When they got together.
当他们聚集在一起的时候
in unity,
有神的合一
in fellowship,
他们团契
the Holy Spirit manifested,
圣灵彰显在他们当中
and they had an encounter with the Lord,
然后他们与神有个极大的相遇
so it's not just a gathering of a bunch of friends coming together but they're coming together in the Holy Spirit
所以我们这种相遇并不是简单的 一帮朋友聚在一起而是与圣灵的一个团契和相遇。
So isn't it great that whenever we come together to have fellowship, to have fun in the name of the Lord?
所以每次当我们奉主的名一起团契，也是享受其中的时候。
The Holy Spirit shows up.
然后圣灵就在我们的当中。
And we encounter the Lord.
然后我们的团契当中，我们也经历到我们的主。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是非常美妙的一件事呢
？We can have this all the time.
我们可以常常有这样的事情。
Because if it's written in the Bible, then we can have it.
因为如果圣经有这样的教导，那我们就可以如此行。
Amen. Amen. Now it's not just a bunch of people coming together, like gambling or 打麻将 yeah.
所以不是简简单单只是一群人聚在一起消遣啊、娱乐、打麻将啊、做那些事情。
Coming together for good worship.Like a good gossip.
或者只是在聚在一群人聚在那天聊些闲言八卦。
But coming together because they enjoy one another and they love God.
他们聚在一起的目的是他们彼此相爱，并且他们也爱神。
And then the Holy Spirit takes over.
然后圣灵来掌管他们的团契。
The next thing that happens is what happened.
然后接下来发生的事情就是会非常美妙的事情发生。
Amen.Acts chapter 2, they were coming together to pray.
在使徒行传第二章，他们聚集在一起来祷告。
The community came together.
整个团契，这个社团聚集在一起祷告。
In unity.
合一的来到神面前。
In that intimacy, the Holy Spirit came.
在这种亲密的关系当中，圣灵降临。
And the next thing they know is what happened.
接下来的事情大家都知道发生什么了。
And then they said, "This is that."
这就是如此。
Hallelujah. I encourage you all during this summer to experience this.
我鼓励我们在座的每一个弟兄姊妹都如此行来经历有这样的一个
团契。And that you will join a community or start your own community.
你们可以已经来继续你们的团契或者开始一种新的一种团契。
Where God will give you some of your lifelong friends.
可能神给你一些你长久以来的一些好朋友。
And that you can talk together, you can counsel one another, you can prophesy over each other.
你可以彼此交谈，彼此鼓励、造就和安慰。
See, in such an environment, we accidentally prophesy.
在有时候我们在很随意的一种交谈当中，我们不经意当中就发预言了。
Our thoughts are God's thoughts.
因为我们的意念是带有神的意念。
Because this is the Holy Spirit community.
因为这是属圣灵的一个团契。
Amen. All that I was talking about in the last few weeks about prophecy happens in a community.
在我过去几周，我跟大家分享的关于预发预言的这种讯息，都是发生在我们的团契当中。
The Holy Spirit is a spirit of prophecy.
圣灵是预言的灵。
And whenever He's present,
不光每当圣灵同在的时候
，through our actions,
借着我们的行为
，through our speech,
借着我们的言语
，through our thoughts,
借着我们的思想
，God speaks through us.
神就借着我们这样的器皿来说话。
Amen. And then we have a wonderful time.
然后我们就会有一个非常美好蒙福的时间。
And when we come away, we realize we met with the Lord.
然后当我们离开的时候，我们就是说，哇，今天我与主相遇了。
Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
圣经说我们是圣灵的殿。
So the Holy Spirit community is a temple.
所以这个圣属圣灵的团契就是一个神的殿。
It is a place where He will manifest His presence.
是神可以彰显他同在的一个地方。
In the community, He will fellowship with us.
那么在这个团契当中，圣灵也与我们彼此相交。
Amen.
Amen.
So you want to encounter the Lord.
所以如果你想要遇见神
，get to ask God for a community.
那么求神。给你带你进入到一个这样属圣灵的一个团契当中。
In a church like this, you may not find the community, so start one.
如果在这个教会当中你找不到一个适合你的团契，那么不如从你自己开始，
Amen.
开始这个团契。
It's very easy. Was when you get saved or you become a Christian, you start praying, God will just add people to you.
当我们得救，我们信主以后，那么其实我们开始祷告，神就会带一些人来到你身边。
And many of your good friends and best friends in life are not yet saved.
那些你可能生命中你的一些闺蜜好，你的好朋友好，他们还暂时没有得救的话。
Amen. The wife that or the husband or the wife that God wants to give you may not be saved yet.
可能神要给你的赐给你的那个丈夫或者妻子那个配偶还没有得救。
But when we take that step of faith and began to find our community or start a community, you realize God is in our midst.
所以当我们凭信心迈出那一步，开始我们属自己的那种属圣灵的那个团契，可能知道神就在我们当中。
Many people over the years have got married. Many people have got married in our church.
那么在过去很多年呢，有很多夫妻呢在我们教会当中结婚。
But when I look back,
当我回顾
sometimes I say to the couple,
然后有时候我会对那个夫妻说。
And I say to the kids,
也对他们的孩子说
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't exist.
如果不是因为我的缘故，可能你都不会出生哦。
If I didn't take faith and start this church, your mom and dad wouldn't have met together.
如果不是我凭信心开始这个教会，可能你的爸爸妈妈都不会相见。
And you would have never been born.
他们不能在一起，那根本就没有你的存在了。
Amen. That's how we can impact people's lives.
这就是其实从长远来看，我们会影响到别人的生命。
That you can say to people, because of my obedience in the Lord.
你可以对别人说，是因为我在主里面的顺服。
That today you are married and you are happy, you have a happy family, is because of my obedience in the Lord.
说今天你有一个很幸福美满的一种生活，是因为当初我在主里面
的顺服。That's why when we are Christians, we be positive.
所以对基督徒，我们有正面思想。
Whether we can speak the language or not, what you just go.
所以不管有时候我们那个语言通不通都好，我们凭信心去走。
And God will use you.
然后神就可以使用你。
God doesn't need a clever person.
神不需要一个很看似很聪明的人。
God just needs an empty vessel.
神需要的是一个被倒空的一个器皿。
God can even use a broken vessel.
神可以使用甚至一个破碎的一个器皿。
Don't become God's enemy.
不要成为神的敌人与神敌对。
When we resist Him all the time.
就是我们不断的来抗拒神。
There are some Christians now today. God can't get you to do anything.
现在有些基督徒就是什么是神都不让他们做不了。
God can raise the dead, but they can't. God can't raise you from to your feet.
神能使死人复活，但是神甚至都不能使你从你的板凳上让你站起来。
Some Christians are more dead than dead people.
有些基督徒他们的生命比死人还要。
They become more unbelieving than unbelievers.
他们对那些不信的人还要不信。
So that God can't do anything in your life.
所以神无法在他们生命中做任何的事情。
Because we're full of negativity.
因为我们的思想充满了很多负面的
思想。And we're always waiting for something.
我们总是等待一些事情发生。
God is waiting for you on the outside of your house, not on the inside.
神不是等你坐在房子家里面等事情发生，而是让你要走出去。
The way to win a race is to start one.
当我们要跑赢那个赛跑的方式，是我们必须要开始那个赛跑。
The way to achieve your goal and to complete a journey is to take the first step.
当我们要能走完一个旅程，能完成这个目标的话，我们必须要开始那第一步。
When we keep waiting, nothing will happen.
如果我们只是坐在那边坐，守株待兔等作弊
，when we go,
等待的话，什么
会发生？
只有我们迈出那一步的时候，才会有事情
发生。When we reach out, you will be able to grab something.
然后我们伸出手，我们才可以抓住那个东西。
Like I said, if you can't find a community, ask the Lord to help you to start one.
如果你找不到一个适合你的团契，那么跟神祷告，凭信心开始一个。
So that the people in your group are the people are just like you.
所以来到你的团契的那些人可能就是跟你一样，他们找不到其他地方，找不到适合他们的团契。
Amen. So that you can also, you and I can say, I'm so glad that I obey God.
所以可能过不久之后，你会很庆幸说，感谢主，我当时顺服
了神。Because Mrs. So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so came together because of my group.
我们当中的谁和谁当初就是因为他来到我们的小组这个团契当中，让他们之后有一个很幸福的生活。
Amen.Isn't it wonderful that if when God uses us,
当神使用我们的时候，是不是真的是一个很蒙福、很美好的一件事呢
？It gives you, makes you more hungry.
让你正更加的渴慕，更多的被主使用。
You want to do more.
你愿意更多的来为主而活。
You want to encounter the Lord more.
你想更多的来与主相遇。
Amen.
Amen.
So today, I want to say to you, when we fellowship with each other.
今天我想跟大家分享是，当我们彼此相
交团契的时候 a Holy Spirit community,
让我们成为一个属圣灵的团契的时候
，three great manifestation happens.
有三个极大的彰显
，and it's written in the Bible.
那么这是在圣经当中有描述的。
In other words, when we are in that community and when the Holy Spirit manifests, we know three great things will happen.
所以当我们 在一个属圣灵的团体当中，我们会看到三个极大的彰显。
Okay, let's have a look now at what it is that in a community, what is the biblical model of God's community?
我们来看看圣经所描述的一种属神的一个团体的模式。
We saw this in Acts chapter 2, verse 44 to 43 last week.
我们上周看到《使徒行传》第二章四十二到四十三节。
Four things we must do in a church community.
在这种教会当中，这种团契要做的四件事情。
In order to see three great things happening.
是为了要看到三个极大的彰显。
Number one, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
第一，他们专注于使徒的教导。
The church community must have.Apostolic teaching.
那么这教会的团契必须有从使徒来的教导。
Not just pastoral teaching.
不只是好像牧者的一个教导。
Not just biblical teaching.
不光只是属圣经的教导。
What do I mean by apostolic teaching?
我这里讲说使徒的教导是什么意思
？It means apostolic teaching means revelation.
这个使徒的教导是说带有带着启示。
That is relevant for the church.
那是跟教会是相吻相关的。
Revelation about your life
是关于跟你生命相关的一些启示。
It is not just God loves you.
不只是说啊、哦、神爱你。
It's not just God is Trinity.
就说哦神是三位一体的神。
No, what does it mean for God in our church, for God in this time?
是说神在我们的教会当中，在我们的个人生命当中的意义是什么
？And secondly, fellowship.
第二是彼此的团契。
Amen. Brothers and sisters have to fellowship with each other.
那么弟兄姊妹之间必须要彼此的团契。
Fellowship in the Lord.
在主里面的团契。
To allow the Holy Spirit to communicate with you.
然后让圣灵有机会来与我们团契。
Thirdly, to the breaking of bread.
第三是我们掰饼。
Communion with Jesus.
我们借着掰饼与我们的主而连接。
Lifting up Jesus.
我们将耶稣高举。
Loving Jesus.
我们爱我们的主。
Knowing exactly that Jesus is your Lord and what He has done for us.
知道他是我们生命的主，他为我们所做的一切。
Pentecostal church talks a lot about the Holy Spirit, but often forgot Jesus.
灵恩派的教会很多专注很多在圣灵，但是忽略了。
There is no day of Pentecost without the ascension of Christ.
如果没有主的上升天，也没有五旬节的发生。
There is no power without the death and the resurrection of Christ.
没有耶稣基督的死和他的复活与升天，不会有经历圣灵大能的降临。
So one of the important things is the Father wants us to know Jesus.
所以父要让我们来认识我们的主。
Because He wants us to become like Jesus.
因为他要让我们成为主的样式。
Because Jesus is the only human.That God is pleased with.
因为耶稣是唯一一个父神眼中所喜悦的人。
God is only pleased with us when He sees us in Jesus.
主只有当父神见到我们生命当中见到耶稣的时候，我们才成为蒙他喜悦的。
None of us can please Jesus, can please the Father.
我们 靠我们自己人，没有一个人可以来使父悦纳。
But when we see our lives in Christ, God is pleased with us.
但当我们的生命是藏在基督里面的时候，那么父就蒙悦纳了。
I remember the Bible used my old pastor used to have we in old days we used to use real Bibles, paper Bible. Now Bibles, now it's iPhone.
Oh yeah.那个时候我们是拿那个圣经哦，纸质的那个圣经。
And I remember him using folding his sermon and then slipping into the Bible.
我记得那个时候他把他的讲义那个纸张呢，就夹在那本圣经里面。
So if the Bible is Jesus,
如果说圣经就是我们的主
，and we are this piece of paper,
我们就是那张纸张。
God is pleased with us when we are in the Bible.
所以我们。神喜悦我，只有当我们自己是藏在基督里面与主合一的时候。
When we are hidden in Christ,
我们藏在基督里面。
When Christ is in us and we are in Christ,
我们在基督里面，基督在我们里面，在我里面与我合而为一的时候。
So breaking of bread is about communion with Christ.
所以我们掰饼也是我们与主合一。
And finally, prayer.
那么最后是祈祷。
Now, most Christians that I know.Neglect one or two of these.
很多基督徒，我所认识基督徒，他们多多少少都忽略了这四点中的一两点。
Or in the church, some of these are missing.
或者甚至在教会当中，这些点，将四点当中的很多点都会被
In our church, fellowship is what's missing.
那么在教会当中，真正的主内的团契没有缺乏，很缺乏。
Why is that missing?Although people might say, no, but Pastor, we've been meeting each other all the time.
但是可能很多人说，哦，牧师，我们是私底下会常常有见面呢。
Yes, you've been meeting together, but you were not fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit.
可能我们确实有彼此见面呢，吃饭了，聊天，但是我们的团契当中没有圣灵。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you don't understand prophecy yet.
因为那个时候我们还没有真正明白关于先知预言。
The key
先知预言
to fellowship.Is when we allow the spirit of prophecy to be in our midst.
所以真正成为有主的团契的那个中心，关键是我们有允许圣灵的灵在我们当中运行。
So that our thoughts, our words are influenced by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的思想，我们的言语都被这个圣灵，这个预言的灵所影响。
I've been into many groups gathering in church before.
我去过很多以前教会组织的那些团契啊、聚餐啊什么活动。
The conversations that we have are no different from when you go down a pub with some non-believers.
可能我们彼此之间的交谈啊、谈论的内容，跟那个好像你去酒吧里面聊天、喝酒那种讲的内容没什么大，没有不同。
What shares to buy? What to invest?
你们买什么股票？买什么基金
？So and so looks good.
哦，谁看上去好像很不错
？It's all very worldly.
很多是属世的一些谈论、交谈。
That's all fine because we're human beings.
那么谈这些内容呢，也没有说大问题，因为我们都是人嘛。
But the focus is not God.
但是很可惜的是，那个焦点没有在耶稣身
上。The purpose is not God.
那个目的不是专注在主身上。
Amen. It is the purpose of gathering together.
那么这我们聚在一起的真正的目的是什么呢
？Amen. Whenever we gather together, it's because we love one another.
每次我们聚集在一起，是因为我们彼此相爱。
And we want to honor God in our midst.
我们想在我们的团契当中，我们的合一当中来尊荣我们的神。
And so our thoughts, our words come from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的思想、我们的意念、我们的言语是从圣灵而来的。
So the worldly gathering together is the purpose is we're all just gathering together.
很多你属世的那种聚餐啊聚集啊，都是很就是彼此认识。
It is about us.
可能我们是专注我们自己。
Even if it's church, if it's about us.
那么甚至在教会当中发生这样的那种团契，都可能是关注我们自己。
Because a lot of churches believe gathering together, you can increase the church membership.
很多人教会相信说，我们搞这种很多聚餐啊这种活动，会增加很多教会的成员。
And so the community just keep gathering any Tom, Dick, and Harry into the church.
所以呢，教会就组织很多这样的活动，让很多人来参加这种聚集。
And end up you gathering a lot of problems.
那当然，其实在这个过程当中，可能也会发生很多的问题。
So the purpose is just to gather people, increase the number of people.
所以他们可能的目的只是简单来说，聚集在一起，然后让更多的人参加这个教会。
That's what the world does.
这也是这个世界常用的方法。
But the Holy Spirit community gathered together is because we gather together in the name of the Lord. We gather together because we are brothers and sisters, because we want to fellowship with each other. We want the Lord to speak through us.
所以我们作为属神圣灵的一种团体，我们聚集的目的是为了主而聚集。我们聚集的目的是因为彼此相爱，我们要来高举耶稣。
Amen. And when that happened.
但这样的方啊，聚集团契发生的
时候 ，Just like the group of brothers and sisters last week, the Holy Spirit power, sorry, Holy Spirit manifests.
所以就好像上周我们当中有一些弟兄姊妹聚集在一起，真的是最后就是圣灵大大的彰显。
And then they realized we have although we gather together, but we actually fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit.
最后让他们意识到，虽然我们只是好像。弟兄姊妹聚集在一起，但最后我们是与圣灵在交通。
We are talking to each other. In fact, the Holy Spirit is talking to me.
虽然看似我们是在人与人之间的交谈，但实质是圣灵借着我们在交跟我们交通。
We are meeting together, but in fact, we are encountering God.
我们看似是跟人相遇，但是实质上我们是与主相遇了。
Hallelujah. That's the biblical model. Four elements happen.
这是主圣经的一种模式，那么四个要点。
And then in verse 43, the reaction. What happens when the four things happen? Is what happened last week. Is this awe? Oh.
所以，那么最当这种属圣灵的团契发生的时候，众人都心存敬畏。
When you gather together as a Holy Spirit community, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, suddenly you don't know what it is.But you just feel an awe of God's presence.
所以，当我们是在圣灵的团契当中与主相遇的时候，我们最后是一种很敬畏的心，那种神迹奇事在我们当中发生。
That awe is that is that.
那你觉得是对神的无比的敬畏
？Amen. What is awe? It's a reverential respect of God's presence.
那种敬畏，就是说你带着敬畏之心来尊荣神的同在。
And when you have that feeling of awe, awe.
当你在敬畏当中来尊荣主的时候
，awe. Everybody go, awe. That's when that happens. It's a sign of the Holy Spirit's presence.
当我们有这样的一个经历的时候，那么这就是圣灵在我们当中的一个记号。
The evidence of the Holy Spirit presence is when everybody go, oh, what is that?
所以圣灵彰显他同在的一种证据和确据，就是我们每个人处在这种敬畏之心。
Next time when you hear what is that, then you say, that is that.
那就当有人说哇这是什么，你说这就是那个。
Amen.Then next time when you gather together,
所以下一次我们再聚在一起的时候
，you keep on talking to each other, counsel each other, love each other, share with each other.
所以你不断的彼此相爱，彼此的鼓励、造就、劝慰、劝勉。
And as more people are added to your group,
然后邀请更多的人来到你们团体当中
，the Holy Spirit may just suddenly increase the whoa.
然后圣灵会在你们当中大大彰显，让这种敬畏的那种。
And next time, it's,
有大大的提升。
Until you get to a point where you can't talk,
可能到一种升华到一种更多地步，说你都哑口无言。
So holy, you don't know what to say.
就是如在神那种如此圣洁的一种同在
当中。That's the
awe. 那就是哇，完全。
Teaching, fellowship, bread and prayer.
所以有第一教导。团契、掰饼和祈祷。
It leads you to the awe of God.
这四点让我们可以进入到经历神一个奇妙的同在。
Amen. And when there is awe of God in the presence of the fellowship, there is unity.
所以当神让人敬畏、奇妙的同在彰显在我们当中
的时候 ，Everybody becomes generous.
我们当中就会有极大的合一，
because、
可能彼此的变成很
慷慨。You realize this is a special bunch of people.
然后你会意识到，真的与你在一起这群人，他们是非常特别的一群人。
And so verse 34 in chapter says now. Chapter 5. Chapter 4. Is it? Can you check? Have I got it wrong? Chapter 4. Yeah. Okay. Chapter 4, verse 32. Yes. Now. the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. So no one said that any of the things that belonged to them was his own, but they had everything in common.
使徒行传四章三十二节这里说，许多信徒呢都一心一意，没有一人说他的任何东西是自己的，都是大家公用。
See, when there's awe in the fellowship, there becomes unity.
所以当神的同在彰显的时候，他们当中就会有合一。
What is this description? This description basically describes a spiritual family. They become a family.
所以这个经文其实描述的是一种在属灵的一种家。
Amen.Because at home, I can say to my children, I can say to my wife, everything that I have belongs to you.
因为在家中，父母可以对自己的儿女说，凡你属于我的，都是你的。
Everything in the fridge except certain things you can eat.
在冰箱里面放的所有东西，除了一些某些东西你不能碰，那么其他的你都可以随意用。
Do you understand? In other words, this is actually a description of when the fellowship becomes a.Holy Spirit family.
所以其实这个经文呢是描述了当我们的团体成为一属圣灵的一种团体的一种彰显。
And when the awe of God is there,
当神奇妙可畏的同
在彰显的时候, when there is a unity of the body,
然后在肢体当中有合一的时候,
when the spread fellowship is a Holy Spirit fellowship,
当我们的团体是圣灵的团体的时候,
when the church community becomes a Holy Spirit community,
当我们教会的那种团体成为一种圣灵的团体的时候,
three great manifestations happen.
三个极大的彰显会发生。
Verse 33.
第一就是在三十二节我们看到的。
Verse 33.
哦，三十三节我们看到的。
And number one, with great power.
第一是会有大能。
Hallelujah. Great power.
有大的能力。
You see, the Greek word for great is mega.
那么在希腊文当中，这个大是极大的意思。
You have mega power.
你有超大的能力。
In other words, power from God for miracles, signs and wonders and preaching of the word of God.
所以换言之，这个是从主而来的极大的能力，来做神迹奇事，来传主的道。
I believe.The greatest miracles are going to be seen not in the church, not only in the, sorry, probably not in the church of service, but in the community.
其实我相信，可能真的很大的见证不一定会在教会的那种主日崇拜中发生，
so,
反而是在我们的私下的团契当中发生。
So don't expect all the miracles happen on a Sunday.
所以不要期待说所有那种神迹奇事会在星期天发生。
Don't just believe on Sunday the sick can be healed.The blind can see and the lame can walk.
不要只是在主日的时候相信说，哦，那个瞎眼的得看见，瘸腿的行路，死人要复活。
Don't believe, right? Oh, I need to come to the front and only the pastor lay hands. The miracle then can happen.
不要只是仅仅相信说，哦，我来到前面，牧师为我按手祷告，那么才会有神迹发生。
You see this hand?
大家看到这双手吗？
It's a normal hand.
只是普普通通的人的手。
There's nothing special.
没有任何的奇特之处。
I can do nothing with this hand.
就是用这个手，并没有不能做什么事情。
The only reason why I need a hand, the only reason why a hand is useful.
为什么这个手唯一有用的地方呢？
It's only because the Bible says lay hands.
是因为圣经教导我们说我们要。
How many of you got a hand?
有多少人有手呢？
Let me see your hand.
我们看看你的手。
All of us can do what the Bible says: lay hands on the sick.
既然如此，我们所有人有手，都可以如圣经所描述的按手来做这个神迹。
Therefore, when you get into your community, when you're in your fellowship group, don't say next Sunday you're going to go to church and the pastor will lay hands on you.
所以，当我们在私底下我们团契的时候，你不要说下个主日我们去教会来牧师按手祷告。
My question is, has everybody left their hands in the church?
所以我的问题是，你们每个人是把手都留在教会的呢？
When you're in the fellowship, do you still have hands?
那么你在团契当中，你是不是没有手呢？
If you got hands, lay hands.
如果有手，记得下次一定要按手。
This is what God promised. Great power will come from your hands.
那么神给我们应许说有大能要彰显。
So I believe, right?Many of the great miracles in this church will be seen in your fellowship, while you guys are having dinner, when you are in the shop, when you're walking around in the park, great miracles will happen. It doesn't have to be in a church building.
所以我真的相信，可能我们真的会有极大的神迹奇事要发生，在不一定是在教会，反而是在我们私底下，我们团契的时候，在公园当中，在餐厅当中，在家里聚餐的时候，会发生这样的事情。
Mega power，
极大的能力。
Hallelujah，
Hallelujah，
expect mega power。
我们要期盼有极大的能力要彰显。
Pray for miracles。
我们彼此祷告，神迹要发生。
Amen，
Amen。
Do you believe that in your fellowship, if you bring somebody who do not know Christ, demons will manifest?
你相信在你的团契当中，一些还没有信主的人，他们来到你的团契当中，那么有被鬼附的，他们要彰显出来。
Why is this all possible?
为什么这些都是可能的呢？
Because they're encountering the Holy Spirit in your midst.
因为他们是在你的团契当中与圣灵相遇。
And secondly, he says, and great grace, mega grace.
第二点是说有大恩。
大恩。
Great grace.
It means that God will be so generous.God will be so gracious that anyone that you bring to the fellowship, He will save.
所以这个大恩就说，神有极大的恩典，极大的怜悯，凡来到我们团契当中的，神都来拯救他们。
When you pray, God is extra gracious.
神呢，当你祷告祈求的时候，神是极大的怜悯和施恩于我们。
Not just grace, mega grace.
不管只是普通的恩典，是极大的恩典。
Not just power, mega power.
不只是简单的能力，而是极大的能力。
And that is why God has ordained for His church, where He will do the greatest work is actually in the fellowship.
所以，当我们在我们的团体当中，反而是神要用这样的机会来做极大的事，美好的事情。
Not on the Sunday service.
不一定是在主日崇拜。
Amen. Hallelujah.My hands is the same as your hands.
我的手跟你们的手并无两样。
Amen. If I can lay hands, you can lay hands.
如果我可以按手，你也同样可以按手。
If God pours out His power, then He will pour out great power in your fellowship.
如果神在今天在我们这里可以有大能力，那么在你的团契当中，神会赐给你极大的能力，更大的能力。
Wouldn't it be wonderful for a great miracle to happen in your home?When you're fellowshipping.
当我们在家中，在我们跟弟兄姊妹团契的时候，那么有发生这么极大的神迹奇事，是不是如非常美好的事呢？
A crippled walk in your home.
当一个瘸腿的人行
走。Someone gets delivered.
一个被捆绑的人得释放。
Someone's long-term problems get solved in your home.
一个人受到长期的一个困难的影响的，来在你家中祷告得释放。
Amen.Then you would know God has been in your house.
如此，你就知道神实在在与你们同在了。
Great power.
有大能力。
Great grace.
极大的恩典。
So what's the third one?
第三点是什么呢？
Well, we have to look at chapter 5 for the story that we talk about Ananias and Sapphira.
那么第三点呢，我们要看在第五章中看到亚拿尼亚和。
Like I said last week, the church knew that they were going to that Jerusalem was going to be burned.
当时教会知道说耶路撒冷会被烧。
So they all sold their properties.
所以那个时候他们都卖了自己的房产。
And made use of it.
然后以此来。
And they gave to each other.
然后把那个钱财呢彼此分开。
But this couple wanting to look spiritual.
那么这里有一对夫妻呢，他们想看上去好像很属灵。
So they held back some of the proceeds.
他们把卖钱财所得的那些钱财呢，留下了一部分。
And pretend they have given it all.
那么好像假装他们把全部的钱财都奉献出来
了。So first one we say, but a man named Ananias with his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge he kept back for himself some of the proceeds and brought only a part of it.And laid it at the feet of the apostles.
这里是《使徒行传》五章一到二节说，有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，他的同他的妻子叫撒菲拉卖了钱产，把钱呢私自留下一部分，他 他的妻子也知道其余的部分拿来放在使徒的脚前。
But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart with to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land?
第三节，彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，使你欺骗圣灵，把卖田地的钱私自留下一部分呢？
Here is something very important.
这里有一个很重要的一点。
Just by this verse, we realize.Ananias and Sapphira have been lying to the members of his community.
从这个经文我们可以看到，亚拿尼亚夫妻呢，他们真的是对当时的那些使徒他们撒谎了。
But Peter didn't say that.
但是彼得却没有说。
Peter didn't say, Ananias, why have you lied to the brothers and sisters?
这里彼得并没有去质问亚拿尼亚说，为什么你对那些弟兄姊妹撒谎呢？
Instead, Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit?
反而他说，你为什么欺骗圣灵呢？
Can you understand? That is the evidence solid to tell us the fellowship was the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
所以从这段经文我们可以很实在的看到一个证据，证明说他们的团契是属圣灵的团契。
Amen? It wasn't just brothers and sisters gathering together. It was the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It was the community of the Holy Spirit.
所以可以看出，当时彼得他们的团契不过是简简单单的一群弟兄姊妹聚在一起，而是与圣灵的团契，而是圣灵的一个社团。
So by lying to the brothers and sisters, they're lying to the Holy Spirit.
所以当亚拿尼亚夫妻他们骗那些弟兄姊妹的时候，其实就是欺骗了圣灵。
Hallelujah! You see the power, you see the presence, you see the holiness of that group of people.
所以看到他们在这群人当中，他们那种圣洁，他们的能力。
Can you see why Ananias and Sapphira was judged?
所以为什么他们亚拿尼亚夫妻他们被论断呢？
Instead of being in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, they were in the fellowship of the devil.
所以与其他们去跟圣灵团契，他们选择了被撒旦所使用。
The brothers and sisters were filled with the Holy Spirit.
其他的弟兄姊妹是被圣灵所充满。
But Sapphira and Ananias, being believers, instead of yielding themselves to the Holy Spirit, they yielded themselves to the devil.
所以亚拿尼亚夫妻他们与其去渴慕去与圣灵相连接，他们却被撒旦所使用了。
So it is not the money, it is not the property, it's the problem. It is Sapphira and Ananias being filled with the devil's lie.
所以这个事情并不是简单的他们贪污的一部分钱，而是他们被撒旦所利用。
Their hearts yielded to the devil.
他们的心被撒旦所充满。
That's why believers, even if you.Are a Christian, we can make mistakes by yielding ourselves to the devil.
所以我们作为信徒，我们也是有可能会被我们的心被撒旦所吞噬。
We can fill our hearts with lies.
我们的心中也会充满了谎言。
We can fill our hearts with bitterness.
我们的心可能也充满了苦毒。
We can fill our hearts with all kinds of things that are not from God.
我们的心可能被各式各样不是从神而来的事情所充满。
And if you fill your heart full of rubbish,
如果我们的心里面是被所有的那垃圾所充满的话
，full of evil,
那种邪恶的意念所充满的话
，and you take that to the community,
然后你带着这样的事情进入到那个圣灵的团契当中
，the Holy Spirit will protect the community.
那么这个圣灵会保护其余的那些弟兄姊妹们。
Only He knows what He would do.
因为只有他知道我们的心。
I can't give you an answer.
我并不能告诉你会发生什么事情。
Because all of that lead to the third great manifestation.
因为这个结果会带来我们要讲的第三个。
Here we read in verse 4, while it remains unsold, did it not remain in your own? And after it was sold, was it not of your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived?This deed in your heart, you have not lied to man, but you lied to God.
第四节这里说，田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，钱不是你做主吗？你怎么心里会想这样做呢？你不是欺骗人，而是欺骗神。
Do you know this is a description of today's church?
这其实这里就是对当今教会的一个描述。
People can think they can do anything they like.
很多基督徒觉得他们可以随心所欲
lie to each other
彼此相欺骗
cheat people's money
彼此去欺骗别人的
钱财。Abuse brothers and sisters.
彼此去虐待，不是。
And pastors pretend to be holy.
表面上看得很圣洁。
Cheat people with fake prophecies.
然后用一些虚假的话
criticize people, judge people.
来欺骗别人。然后用一些不好的那些言语来论断别人。
I've been in church for 40 years and I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we need help from God. We need revival.
我在教会40年，我真的见了很多各式各样的事情。
There is no,
我们真的需要神。
There is people do whatever they like, thinking God can't see because he's blind.
很多人他们真的随心所欲做很多各式各样的事情，他们以为神看不到。
There is no awe in the church.
在教会当中没有一种敬畏神的同在。
Because there's too many Ananias and Sapphira pretending to be great Christians, but in their hearts are filled with evil.
就是其实在教会当中有很多像亚拿尼亚他们夫妻这样的人，表面看起来很圣洁、很虔诚，但是心却充满了邪恶和撒旦的谎言。
And so they come to church and come to fellowships.But Peter is saying, the Bible is saying, you may have lied to men, but in fact you've actually lied to God.
所以当这些人来到属神的团体当中，就像彼得会这样对人说，你看似是在欺骗人，实质你在欺骗神。
Amen. So here is an important point.
所以这里有一个很重要的点。
Whether we are pastors or congregation members, we can lie to each other, but I'm telling you, you're lying to God.
可能不管作为牧师还是我们只是教会的成员，但是有一点就是我们觉得我们只是在对人撒谎，但是其实在欺骗神。
There is a consequence.
我们这样做的有一个后果是怎样呢？
And this is the consequence. I'm glad today we don't see much of it. And when, verse 5, and when Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last.
这个后果是什么呢？就是第五节说，亚拿尼亚一听见这些话，就扑倒，断了气。
I'm glad it doesn't happen often.
很庆幸没有就是这种事情。
It hasn't happened before.
我其实很庆幸，好像这种结果还没有发生。
When someone lied to the church or lied to me, they didn't fall down and died.
就当有人他们可能欺骗教会、欺骗牧师的时候，他们可能真没有说就是一下扑倒就断气这种
事。Because if it did, I don't know how to explain to the police.
因为当这样的事情发生的时候，可能我都不知道怎么跟警察去解释。
But it happened here in the Book of Acts.
但是在使徒行传当中，这种事情却发生。
Because they had something that I'm still trying to look for. They've got something that we still want here now.
但是因为他们所用的，这是我们。尝试要去得到的。
That is the true fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
就是他们当中所当时所有的那种真实的一种圣灵的团体。
Amen. I wonder what will happen in this church when we have true fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
我真的很想知道，当我们当中有真实的那种很实实在在的圣灵的团契的时候，会发生怎样的事情？
I better think twice of coming myself.
我自己都要三思后行。OK， 要三思后行。
Hallelujah, Amen. But if you go with a full, pure heart, you're going to be filled with awe.
但是如果我们是带着一种完全的纯净的心来到那种团契当中，那么我们里面充满的就是对神无比的敬畏。
But if you're filled with evil, you better be careful.
但是如果你心中带着很多邪恶的意念的话，那么你可能要小心了。
Amen. What happened? Here's the third great manifestation.
因为这会有，就是我们提到的第三个大的章节。
And great fear came upon all who heard it.
就是所有听见的人都非常的惧怕。
Go back. Great mega fear.
这里说极大的恐惧。
So we had mega power.
我们第一有极大的能力。
We had mega grace.
第二是有大恩。
But someone died, and the church go, wow.
第三年
this is dangerous.
第三年是当人哇一下一个人突然不明所理就扑倒断气，那么
mega fear.
那么众人陷入极大的恐惧。
非常惧怕。
Great fear.
Amen. Great fear.
是 极大的一个恐惧和惧怕。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it says God is serious.
这代表说神对这个事情很严肃的对待。
Secondly, don't mess around with the church.
第二点就是不要轻易的来轻
待教会。Can you imagine one day when the church has a mega power, a mega grace, and then some person laugh at the church? I don't believe anything you say. Boom, it dies. And then everybody go, what happened?
想要有一天当我们在团体当中真的是 有大恩和大能力在我们当中，但有些不幸的人他们在那边
and then,、
亵渎神，说我不相信神的话。
And then Lamb of Council, somebody at anti-church, right? I want to shut that Christian church down. I don't want them to go to church on a Sunday. Boom, he dies.
我想象有些人突然说了一些亵渎神的话，说哦，我不要把这个，我把这个教会要关闭了，我不会相信他。
What,
就是一些咒诅的话语的话。
What mega fear does is a tasterIt is a pre kind of like it is a glimpse of what judgment day is like.
其实这里所形容的一个极大的恐惧惧怕，就是可能我们人要面对主审判的时候，一点点尝试。
Because if we are not afraid of God today, then when you see Him in heaven, it's going to be great, great.Great fear.
如果我们今天不敬畏神，不敬畏神的时候，当我们面见主的那天，可能我们就会处于这种极大极大的那种惧怕当中。
Amen. And for the world, and for the church, and for anybody who messes around with God and mocks the church.
对任何这个在这个世上的这个教会，甚至任何人
来
亵渎神和教会的人。
People can say whatever they like about the church.
现今的社会好像有言语自由。
They abuse the church as much as they like.
他们可以怎么来攻击教会，来形容教会？
Because there's no great fear.
是因为他们心中还没有经历到这个极大的恐惧。
The church needs God's power.
我们的教会需要神的大能。
Even when we have great power and great grace, we need great fear.
我们不光有大能大恩，我们还有需要这个大的惧怕。
Now this great fear this third great is repeated twice.
那么这第三点，这个大极大的惧怕是重复了两次。
Because Sapphira then came didn't see her husband.
因为当那个
the wife
她的妻子哈撒菲。
And then Peter, and then nobody, and everybody stood around.
然后他的妻子进来，没有见到丈夫，然后他还在。
Can you imagine, right? Here, the wife who just lost, doesn't realize her husband has just died.
就是好像那个妻子进来之前，她没有意识到她的丈夫刚刚扑倒在地死了。
And then she comes into the church, and everybody go.
然后她突然那个接着她那个妻子进来了，然后大家都望着她。
And nobody told her.
然后也没有人告诉她刚刚发生了什么事情。
She comes in.
他进来以后
Peter said, Is this what happened and did what happened? He said, Yes.
然后可能彼得就问他、哦、这是不是、发生了什么事情，他说是的。
And then Peter said, You see those young men? They just buried your husband. Now, same thing will happen to you. Boom, she dies.
然后彼得说、啊、你看到那些年轻人吗？他们刚刚把你的丈夫抬上去埋葬了。然后他的妻子听到这个话也马上扑倒 在地断气了。
That is a seeker-friendly worship, a seeker-friendly meeting. Is that?Is that a seeker-friendly meeting?
这是一个真的是讨好人的一个聚会吗？
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Today we talk about seeker-friendly meetings. That is not seeker-friendly. That this is fearful.
这是不是一个让人很友好的一种聚会？因为现在很多教会追求这种讨好人的那种聚会，
这
样很舒适的聚会。
So the wife dies as well.
所以，但是接着那个他的妻子也。断气
了。 All because they lied to the Holy Spirit.
都就是因为他们对欺骗了圣灵。
Verse 11 says exactly the same thing again. And great fear came upon the whole church.
然后十一节又说，全教会和所有听见这些事
人， including the cat and the dogs, they're all shaking.
包括那些宠物，他们都非常极大的惧怕。
Brothers and sistersWhen we fellowship right with God,
弟兄姊妹，当我们跟神有一个好的团结的时候，
When we encounter the Holy Spirit,
当我们与主相遇的时候，
we will see great power,
我们会见证大能，
we will see great grace,
我们会见证大恩，
and also great fear comes upon the church. We need that.
同时也有极大的惧怕和恐惧会临到教会。
Because the great fear preserves the purity of the church.
其实就正是因为这种大的恐惧来保守这个教会的圣洁。
And I'm sure some other couples did exactly the same as Ananias and Sapphira, queuing at the back.
我相信可能所有效仿亚拿尼亚夫妻他们的行为的那些人可能排在后面。
And when they saw all this happen,
那他们可能当亲眼见证的发生在他们那个亚拿尼亚身上的事情的时候
Peter said, Do you want to make an offering?
然后当彼得问他们你们要奉献吗
He said, we've got to go back and think about it.
他们可能要再、哦、我们再考虑一下
Great fear.
就正是因为这个大的惧怕
How many of you believe the church needs great fear?
有多少人觉得是其实当今的教会需要这样的惧怕
How many of you believe that East London needs the great fear?
在我们东伦敦有的地方需要这种属神的惧怕。
The government needs great fear.
我们的政府也需要这种大的惧怕。
Amen. While everybody is afraid of everybody else, everything else in the world, nobody thought about fearing God.
当众人都为世界上很多事情而惧怕的时候，却没有人去敬畏惧怕我们的神。
Everybody is afraid of Putin. Some people are. Everybody is afraid of Trump.But what about being afraid of God?
很多人为普京、川普为他们惧怕，但是有多少人真正的去惧怕我们这位独一真神呢
？When we fear God,
当我们去敬畏我们的神的时候
，then we always going to be examining our actions.
我们会因为这种敬畏，要让我们来省察我们
的行为。We will examine our behavior.
我们来省察我们的行为动机。
Amen. It's a healthy fear.
其实这是一个。健康的一种与我们有益的一种惧怕。
Because if you don't practice it now,
因为如果我们现在不这样做的时候
when you see God,
当我们要面见主的那一天
it'll be too late.
可能面对主的审判的时候
when you see him,
为时太晚了。
First thing you say, he's real.
然后可能你第一件事见到主说哇真的他存在。
Then next you say, oh no.
那你说哦不惨了。
Oh no.
死定了惨了。
Oh no, God,Can you just send me back?
你说主啊，可不可以给我再多次机会，让我回去再过来
？You understand?
哎，明白吗
？Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Today we got to make up our minds.
今天我们要立定心智。
We need God.
我们需要神。
We need His fellowship.
我们需要与神的团结。
And I believe the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
我们相信在我们跟圣灵的团结当中
is the key to our church.
是我们教会未来的一个关键。
Where we going to see the mega power, the mega grace, and the mega fear?
我们要见证在神在我们当中的那种大能力、大恩和大的惧怕。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣
，We thank you, Lord, for the example of the early church.
我们感谢主给我们看到在早期教会的一种样式。
And I just pray, O God, that in our generation,
主祷告在我们这个世代。
That we, whenever we fellowship together,
但每当我们聚集在一起的时候
we're going to experience the awe of God.
主，我们要来经历主你的奇妙的同在。
And that we're so happy being together.
我们要如此的庆幸我们与你在一起。
And in that during that time,
在这样的团契当中
the sick will be healed.
主，那些有疾病的得医治。
The miracles will happen.
让神迹奇事在我们当中发生。
And great grace is poured upon our midst.
主你极大的恩典要倾倒在我们的当中
And then together,
让我们聚集在一起的时候
we realize,
我们要意识到
God is awesome,
主你是那奇妙可畏的神
so that the great fear will fall upon the church,
以致这种极大的惧怕和敬畏之心要临到你的教会
so that we know that God is holy,
让我们知道我们的神是圣洁的神
so that we know the church is called by God,
让我们知道我们的教会是被神所拣选和呼召的
so that we will love the church
一直让我们来爱主你的教会
so that we will love God
我们也更爱我们的主
because God if we abandon God if we abandon everything that is dear to him
只如果我们来放弃我们的神我们就放弃与主而言那些宝贵的东西
then when we encounter him
当我们与你相应的时候
it will be an awful time
那么就会是一个很糟糕的一个经历。
So Father, I just pray that people in London,
主，我们祷告为伦敦的人祷告。
Will avoid that awful day.
主，让我们都能避免逃避这个可怕的一天。
When you come back,
当主你再来的日再来的那一天
，It'll be too late.
一切都为时太晚了。
And Lord, for us, when you come back,
主，当你再来的时候，在我们见你面的那一天的时候
，It'll be too late to serve you.
主啊，都是为太晚来侍奉你了。
So Father, let us use wisely the time that we have.
主，让我们有智慧来使用你所赐给我们的时间。
That we use it to bless one another.
让我们用这个时间来彼此祝福。
That we use it, O God, to serve you.
让我们用这个时间来服侍你，主。
That we use it, O God, for your glory.
让我们来使用这些时间来荣耀你，主。
So Father, I pray, Lord, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit come upon us.
主，我们祷告愿圣灵的恩膏降临在我们当中。
And bless our fellowship.
来祝福我们当中圣灵的团契。
Bless our communities.
祝福我们的团契。
And when you call us to be a community.
或者当你呼召我们 来建立这个团契的时候。
Help us to obey.
帮助我们来顺服你的声音。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你，主。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
Hallelujah. 让我们站立起来。
Let's lift up our hands. Let the Holy Spirit come upon us.
让我举起我们的手，我们来邀请圣灵来到我们当中。
Holy Spirit, come upon us.
圣灵，求你降临在我们当中。
Right now, give us a taste of your power and your great grace.
让我们来浅尝主你的大恩和你的大能。
And your great fear.
所以还有你大的那种敬畏。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh heaven declare the glory of the risen Lord.With the beauty of the Lord, forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow my knee and worship you alone. I will confess the glory of the risen Lord, who comes was slain to reconcile
worship you alone.
Alright, just right now, I really want to pray. Everyone lift up their hands right now. I'm going to ask God to bless everyone who wants to build His community. Who want to facilitate the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Who wants to start a community. So that they can witness great power, great grace, and great fear. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, let your Spirit come upon us. Come upon us right now. Anoint us now. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come upon us. More of you, Lord. More of you. The anointing of God to build your community. The anointing to build your fellowship. More of you, Lord. Enlarge us, Lord. Enlarge our communities, Lord. Enlarge our fellowship. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. We want to witness the manifestation of your fellowship in our community. Holy Spirit, have your way. Speak to us in dreams and visions. Speak to us in your thoughts. Speak to us through one another. Father, release your fire. We need the Holy Spirit. We need His fire. Father, Lord, use us, Lord. To make a difference. Thank you, Lord. Father, anoint us.
谢谢主,
anoint us. In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名,
Father, I just pray that you bless every family.
主啊,
you bless every couple. You bless our work. You bless our businesses. You bless our education. You bless our friends. Help us to bring them to Christ. Help us, O God, to reach out to them. And bring them into our communities. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名,
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward. Thank you.
感谢大, 神祝福大家, 如果大家需要祷告, 给到前面, 神祝福大家。